This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Nice to have you with us for the next hour, actually the next 53 minutes. We got to get it all in, and what that is video game talk, and even though I'm on these sports talk networks, it's not just sports games, it's all video games. And yes, we are not just on Sports Byline. And by the way, if you want to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. And you use that email address to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after the hour, as I always do. And also a cheat code request, which I do at the end of the show, rick@sportsbyline.com. Streaming through sportsbyline.com, click listen live. Also sbnationlive.com. We are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider, 35 million homes. That's right, TV sets. So surreal. Also, Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on Sirius XM all across North American continent and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, wherever you are, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. We also can get you on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Maybe if you put a coat hanger in your toaster, don't plug it in, put it out the window, you can get us. We're trying to get you every which way we can to get to you the video game talk in. I will give away a brand new game, as I mentioned. Also, new releases. I'll let you know what's coming out this week in the video game world. But this show is about y'alls and your calls. And get in the queue, we'll talk to you. It's 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Questions, comments, or concerns. Neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, and everybody in between. I am a gamer just like you. I don't work for any company, so I'm not in anybody's pocket. So come on in, tell us what you think, the good, the bad, the ugly, what's overhyped, what's underhyped, my unpaid correspondence out there in the video game world. If you want to tweet at me or X at me or whatever, it's at Rick Tittles. I enunciate my T's. All right, let's come back on a quick break to the video game review.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. What you got? Come on in and let's get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY, video game talk. And they only give us an hour. It's actually less than an hour, so come on in and have your say. What is bugging you? What is something you want to tell the rest of us? Maybe you have a question. Remember, there's no such thing as a dumb question. There are stupid questions, but no dumb questions. Come on in. You know, over the years I've been doing this show, decades, that I've always get the backs or the back of video games, however you want to say it, or the people who say that it's the ills of society or it causes violence. And we have seen, scientific evidence both here and in the UK that it's actually the opposite effect, that kids who play video games in moderation are usually more sociable, get better grades. There's a lot of therapeutic stuff that comes out. I think most people, unless they're insane, can separate reality from fantasy. But so whenever there's a good story, I like to bring it up. And there's, there's a story I saw on MSN about Deepwell DTX. And they have it's a company that now has the FDA clearance to support their claim and their stress that video games can treat anxiety. And so with FDA clearance, Deepwell's biofeedback software development kit is approved for over-the-counter use, meaning that patients can use its games as a supplement to other treatments for stress or hypertension. As Medicare weighs the benefits of reimbursing doctors for digital therapy software. Remember, a couple of years ago, I was talking about how these doctors came up with their own stuff. It is possible that DeepWell's games could become eligible for reimbursement. In other words, your insurance will pay for it, right? So FDA-approved medical devices don't have to be developed solely for medical purposes. I mean, you look at AirPods. They just got FDA approval to serve as hearing aids, which will make them the first over-the-counter hearing aid software device. You got consumer products like the Garmin watch and certain Apple Watch apps that have been approved to monitor conditions like atrial fibrillation and Parkinson's disease. And as the rates of anxiety and depression escalate in the U.S., it's no wonder that medical regulators are looking for these solutions from maybe unconventional sources like a gaming developer kit. And if you're wondering why anxiety and depression is going up, because now it's okay to be depressed and have anxiety. You know what I mean? I think everybody had it just as much. I would probably say even more back in the day, because we're a lot softer now. But back in the day, you just got on with it. No. But Ryan Douglas, the co-founder of DeepWell, said, "What I believe you're seeing happening at the moment is a recognition of the mental health emergency we're under and the resource constraints that we've got. What we've done is we've cleared a toolkit that allows media creators to connect media to the reimbursement stream that's coming now for digital mental health." And so, look, these therapeutic hardware and software things, there's nothing new. We've been doing this for 20 years, and there have been more than 30 patents for treatments with this type of stuff. But not when it gets into the sort of neurological products. He said, "What we've seen is amazing results, and sometimes as much as 4 times more effective than talk therapy or a drug. But in combination with talk therapy, it has been out of this world." Now, of course, Big Pharma wants you to take the drugs, and the doctors want you to take the drugs because they get paid by Big Pharma, right? It's all a conspiracy. Don't play video games. So, DeepWell put out a virtual reality game on MetaQuest called Zengeance. Not Vengeance, with its Z, Vengeance. Zengeance, which it calls a mental health action shooter. The headset can sense the player's breath, and by maintaining a consistent breathing pattern, it becomes easier to defeat enemies. It's like, man, it's like the parallax view. The CIA is training us to be assassins. But games don't need to have such overtly therapeutic mechanics to be useful. And Douglas pointed out, like Super Mario or Animal Crossing games can have positive effects as well. And so, like I said, moderation, you don't want to play a video game for 12 hours a day. I don't care what it is. It's just like, do you want to do anything for 12 hours a day? Not really. Would you like a donut? Would you like to eat donuts for 12 hours a day? Probably not. DeepWell says that the dose that was cleared by the FBA, I think it's so funny, the term dose of video games, is playing a game 15 minutes 3 times a week. Wow. You can't even play that dumb game where you're saving the king for 15 minutes 3 times a week. But he says, it turns out that this overlap between being in a playful state and a heavily dopaminergic state, that's a new word, dopaminergic state, while you're gaining a lot of agency and having a lot of positive interaction, you're really bioavailable to learn new things about yourself. Wow. Gaining agency by being bioavailable. So he concludes, if you're playing Tetris, for instance, you can't have a big conversation in your head about what a terrible person you are and how much you suck and what's going to go on next week. Yeah, well, that's what I would call a distraction. That's not therapeutic. Now, is distracting someone from the inner demons and furies in their skull, is that therapeutic to distract? I mean, yeah, I guess. And, you know, we actually have people who do have extremely stressful jobs. And we have combat veterans cycling back and trying to fit back in and having PTSD and other things. There are people who have real stress out there. And so now that Deep Well is cleared by the FDA to treat stress and hypervention, they're thinking not just PTSD, but epilepsy, sleep disorders, memory loss. And, you know, those principles can be observed maybe through other forms of entertainment as well. I mean, will the FDA sign off on going to a concert? Will the FDA go and sign off for you going to see the new Alien movie? I mean, you come back 2 hours later and you think, oh, that was a good distraction. But, you know, do the ends justify the means, and they do. Anytime you can get, I think, you know, because especially with allopathic medicine, everything is so traditional, as cutting edge as they'd like to think they are, to get FDA clearance for a video game developer tools. And that's the thing now. You put it into the hands of the developers and you ask, what are you going to do with it? What you going to do about it? What are you going to do with it to help people? And I think that could be a good impetus for, I mean, maybe it could be a write-off for you as well. But in the grand scheme of things, video games, once again, help. And that's something that I think is very important because, like I said, anything, you know, a Nerf ball can be dangerous if you shove it down your mouth, Irving Mainway, Dan Aykroyd. But for the most part, it's 90%, 99%, all good, baby. All right, we'll take a quick break. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back right here on the Video Game Review.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review.
Rick Tittle back with you on the Video Game Review, talking video games, and lines are available, 1-800-878-PLAY, if you want to get in and get heard. Speaking of using video games to a certain effect, a story came out a couple days ago that in the Ukraine, with some remote-controlled machine gun turrets, that the Ukrainian armed services are using Steam Decks to control them. And why not, if they work? If you don't know what a Steam Deck is, it's the handheld for Steam, which of course is where you download, I don't know, at least 2/3 of all PC games in the world. I would think Steam is the number one outlet for all that. The other places you can go, Battle.net and others, but remote controlled. So it's like you're playing a video game, but you're actually using it. And it's called Ukraine's United 24 Media. It's a government run platform. And it says we destroy over 100 occupiers monthly. It's a key word there, occupiers. It's part of the Shablia system, which was developed by Ukrainian engineers and approved for mass production. And they call it one of their robots. But the gun also has a light machine gun, has a thermal imager, also wide field cameras for locating targets as well. And they say they can fire out to 3 miles. And so they were showing it. They're looking at that Steam Deck, controlling it. And the guy also had some, he also had Halo and Elden Ring and Stardew Valley. So, I mean, it's not funny. It's a weapon of war. And I'm sorry if you're rooting for Russia. I'm not, you know, but It's pretty amazing what you can do when the technology does, you know, demands it. And they always say that invention is the necessity is the mother of invention. There, I got it right. But we've been seeing so much, I mean, remote controlled unmanned systems with UAV, unarmed or unmanned aerial vehicles, first person view drones are constantly harassing vehicles and troops. And we saw a warship in the Black Sea got sunk by a drone, and reconnaissance drones, direct strikes, long range strike, you know, painted target, calling the Hellfire missile. And it's fast moving, especially in the drone warfare. And, you know, Russia's been using a lot of wired drones as well to mitigate the effects of signal jamming. And, you know, Russia's got some unjammable drones that carry explosives, and, you know, war is hell. But a Steam Deck has made its appearance. So I thought I would let you know that that story had come out. All right, another interesting story I saw this week in the world of video games. By the way, in the next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game and also telling you what's new this week on shelves. But on Friday, Italian police reported dismantling a sizable video game and console trafficking operation in Italy, based primarily on bootlegged consoles and pirated video games from China. They say the scale of the operation places the monetary value at $52.5 million when you convert the euros to United States dollars. And the pirated games were primarily from popular franchises, obviously, and the bootleg consoles were all based on retro Nintendo, Sega, or Atari hardware. And the only named examples that the pirates were using that the police mentioned are Super Mario Brothers, Street Fighter, Star Wars. But chances are quite high that these bootleg consoles included near complete retro console libraries on board as well. And so they were being imported from China. And they were noted as not meeting European technical or safety standards. And 9 Italian citizens were arrested in connection with the trafficking ring. They're also being charged with trading in counterfeited goods, which could see them get a sentence of 8 years in Italian prison. And, you know, these piracy crackdowns on consumers can be pretty difficult. Cracking down on the pirates or the distributors happens much more often and tends to be, you know, harsh in some of these countries. But, I mean, it's not surprising to see such large markets for pirated and bootleg video game systems and consoles, especially not today. I mean, you even get the basic Raspberry Pis, and other smart devices that can emulate retro gaming era without any real issue. And it just, the reporting seems to suggest that the era of retro gaming is being pulled in for this operation, is primarily the Sega and Atari's stuff, and they didn't even make consoles in the 90s. And you would think about the pirated 2D games, and we'll see. I mean, unfortunately for the end users, the bootleg console hardware tends to come with a lot higher input lag than may include bootleg games, ROM hacks instead of, you know, mainstream titles. But anyway, that went down in Italy. And I sometimes wonder, I was interviewing somebody the other day, and they're saying, if you buy a shirt on Amazon for $6, the only way that company makes a profit is if they didn't pay the person that made the shirt. And I was like, that's going on? Remember Nike Island? There's all sorts of stuff going on, especially when you buy something from Asia. And, you know, I'm not obese. I'm 6'2". And sometimes it'll say, well, if you're 6'2" and you weigh 200 pounds, you should probably get a 6 extra large. I'd have to get a 6 extra large? But I know a person one time who said, oh, I bought an old NES that came loaded with games. And I went, oh, that's cool. And then it came, and it was a thing that looked like an NES. And all the games were lousy, crappy, like shareware knockoffs. She goes, I thought this was the thing. I'm like, no, that's why it was $40 with 9 million games on it. Now, if you can pirate it, that's the thing too. It said safety standards. So all I could think of is like, what, it's not UL rated and you plug it in and it's going to blow up. That could be something that has something to do with it as well. But when you get into how much these games are being made for, I mean, some of the key takeaways I was looking on the global video game market could soon approach $500 billion. This is from a research firm called Brainy Insights. And they say right now video games, the industry is $227.6 billion. We know it's more than motion picture industry, but they say by 2033, it should be about $500 billion. And they're talking about the high costs related to both new tech and games, particularly as companies in the industry are making these major cuts as well. I mean, we saw a thing that Microsoft laid off 650 Xbox employees. I mean, maybe that's the cost of doing business since you acquire Activision Blizzard for $69 billion. I mean, they closed a couple of the Bethesda studios. They laid off 1,900 Xbox employees in January, and it's continuing. Take-Two, which does Grand Theft Auto, they closed two of their subsidiaries in the spring. And then earlier this month, Sony pulled their first-person shooter Conquered from PS5s and PCs just 2 weeks after the game underperformed. It just boom. So the video game industry supports over 1 million jobs in the United States and contributes about $5 billion to the United States economy. But worldwide, by 2033, $500 billion. So you might remember people saying, oh, you know, there was the death of video games after the 2600. And then they didn't come back again until the NES. So you basically had about a 4 or 5 year period where, like, video games, the name was mud. I still find that hard to believe. Maybe in the home console market, because I lived through that time. How old are you, Rick? Pretty old. I lived through that time, and I don't remember it being like, oh, you don't want to touch video games. That's investment poison. But it's the opposite of that right now, as we've just seen. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give a game away. I'll let you know what's new this week as well, right here on the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
The Video Game Review.
Rise to the
All right, thank you for that. It's 40 after the hour. This is our customary time of giving away a brand new game. The way you win it is by emailing me the answer to a very simple question. And the second correct answer in my email will win, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2. And this just came out about a week and a half ago. It's rated M for Mature for the PS5, PC, and Xbox Series X and S. I have it here for the PC. It is developed by Saber Interactive, published by Focus Entertainment. And here's the blurb. The galaxy is in peril. Entire worlds are falling. The Imperium needs you. Embody the superhuman skill and brutality of a space marine, the greatest of the Emperor's warriors. Unleash deadly abilities and an arsenal of devastating weaponry to obliterate the relentless Tyranid hordes. Rated M for blood and gore, intense violence. These games always remind me of Gears of War, because it's an over-the-shoulder type of game. But this game has gotten outstanding reviews. IGN gave it an 8, and anything 8 and above is worth your money. But fantastic graphics and gameplay in this game. It is mayhem. It's almost like a over-the-shoulder Robotron 2040. Was it 2040? I think it was. My question is this game about Space Marines, or is this game about Echo the Dolphin? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is it about Space Marines or Echo the Dolphin? And if you get your second correct answer on the email, you win Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2 for the PC, also available for the PS5 and Xbox Series X and S, developed by Saber Interactive, published by Focus Entertainment. And we will get to the new releases in a little bit. Lines are available, when I say the number in my sleep, 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. All right. Now, as much as we were talking about layoffs, the publisher of Stray, Annapurna Interactive, they no longer have a staff. And that's because, according to Bloomberg, the entire staff quit after failing to convince Megan Ellison to let them spin off Annapurna Studios gaming division into a new company. And so the former president, Nathan Gary, said to Bloomberg, quote, "All 25 members of the Annapurna Interactive team collectively resigned. This is one of the hardest decisions we have ever had to make, and we did not take this action lightly." So a spokesman for Annapurna said existing games and projects will remain under the company. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Gary, along with Annapurna Interactive co-heads Deborah Mars and Nathan Vallott, are leaving the company. The website also reported that the company planned to integrate its in-house gaming operations with the rest of Annapurna's divisions, which also include film, TV, and theater. Of course, you've seen that at the beginning of TV and movies, the Annapurna. Hector Sanchez, the former head of Epic Games, of course, they make the Unreal Engine. He co-founded Annapurna's gaming division, and he said last month that he would be president of interactive and new media at Annapurna. But, you know, Annapurna, they put out films like American Hustle and Zero Dark Thirty, and they were trying to find success in gaming, and they announced in 2020 that they would be making their own games. And that was Stray the Cat, which was a big hit, and working on a movie based on Stray. And last month, Annapurna partnered with Remedy Entertainment to look at ways to bring popular games like Control and Alan Wake to television and theaters as well. So as expected, the reaction to the interactive staff's walking out has brought a lot of WTFs from the internet. And by the way, Megan Ellison is Larry Ellison's daughter. Larry Ellison, of course, the founder of Oracle, one of the richest men in the world, a guy who is a Bay Area guy. And for long-suffering Warrior fans like myself, when they came up to sale instead of Chris Cohan, right around, what was it, 2008, and Larry Ellison already had Oracle on the Oakland Coliseum, and we thought, oh, he'll buy it and spend all the money, and the Warriors will start winning. And Joe Lacob and Peter Guber ended up buying the team, thankfully. It didn't seem so at the time, because Larry Ellison was like, eh, I don't want to spend that much. Yeah. One reaction was, this really sucks. Annapurna was publishing some of the most inventive stuff out there, with plenty more coming over the next year or two, including that Silent Hill Townfall game. So, you know, a lot of times when you put your money where your mouth is, it's terrifying on a personal experience, you know, when you say we're going to walk if we don't get this. And in today's world, you know, when you just quit without having a new job ready to go. Now, then again, they could say, well, all of us together, we'll start making new games ourselves. And it's, you know, it's not always that cut and dried like that. All right. I saw another story. We were talking about China earlier, sending a bunch of knockoff stuff through to the European market through the boot of the Italian peninsula, and $52 million worth of stuff has been seized. There is a blockbuster new Chinese video game that is being hailed as a milestone for the gaming industry, but has put an unexpected spotlight on the longstanding claims that China is a company with rampant sexism in the male-dominated gaming culture. And so while a lot of gamers are loving the success of action titles like Black Myth, Wukong, others now are voicing their complaints about sexism in Chinese gaming and lodging allegations against the developer Game Science, which is in Shenzhen. And it posted a lot of messages online, but the critics posted screenshots of messages of Chinese social media platform Weibo, and one compilation had over 400,000 likes. And listen, anytime I always admire, I don't know what the cause is, but when you are in a very strict communist country and you try to protest, that's very brave. You know, it's not like here where you hold a sign and jump up and down. And I'm not trying to disparage against people for whatever they're doing here. But in America, you probably aren't going to go to prison or get your teeth knocked out, I would think. Probably not. In China, who knows what they can do to you. But there was a woman named Skylar Hu. She was the only woman on a gaming engineering team of over 20 people. And she said it was just all sex jokes, and they would post things in chat groups and memes. And she said, could you please stop? And everyone just laughed at her. So, I mean, look, Black Myth Wukong is China's first ever AAA game. And it's a designation for big budget productions akin to A-list movies. And the game made history. 2.5 million people were playing the game online at the same time on Steam. And 3 days after the debut, 10 million copies have been sold. But I would imagine, as much as women have had to fight to decrease sexism, is never going to go away, but to try to take a bite out of it here, you can only imagine how, I don't want to say impossible, but nearly impossible it would be in a place like that. But kudos to them for doing that, especially in a, you know, a country that can be pretty totalitarian like that. That's not an easy thing to do. All right. I'm getting political today. Let's take a look at the new releases. And these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Asteroids Recharged Arcade Edition. And this will be, as I just said, in the arcades. And I love it. And Asteroids was a game I got a million on the 2600. I almost gave myself the stigmata with that thing going through my hand on the 2600. But I got 100,000 and it turned over and I did it 10 times. It took several hours. Dragon Spirits 2 on the PC. Train SimWorld 5 on all the big systems except the Switch. Baby Blues Nightmares, toddler horror game on the PC. It's not for toddlers. Okay, right. Fairy Tale Beach Volleyball Havoc, PC, very cartoony. Train Yard Builder for the PC. We got two train games this week. Fera, the Sundered Tribes, F-E-R-A. Fera, the Sundered Tribes. I don't know what sundered means. I will admit it. Final Fantasy 16 on the PC. Keylocker, Switch, PC, Xbox Series X and S, PS5. Marco, Beyond Brave, PC. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, Mask of Darkness is on everything, even Luna. Star Wars Jedi Survivor, this is on the Xbox One and PS4. Glad to see it come to those systems. Not forgotten, still good. The Plucky Squire, Nintendo Switch, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. DRDR, that's Dead Rising Deluxe Remaster. That's 5 PC, X and S. Liberator TD, Touchdown, that's on the PC. TD on the PC. The Last Shot, this is on all the systems except the PC. Tohu Genso Wanderer Foresight, Switch and 4. UFO 50 on the PC. Atama, this is on the 5, X and S, and Switch. Broken Sword, Shadow of the Templars, Reforged. This is on PC, Xbox Series X and S, PS5, also on your phones, Android and iPhone. Bzzzt, that's B-Z-Z-Z-T. I think I pronounced it right. Bzzzt. That's on the Switch. Copycat, looks like a copycat of Stray. Maybe that's what they're trying to do, double entendre. On the PC, Cricket, Jay's Really Peculiar Game on the PC. This has nothing to do with Ian Lara. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come on back, we will check out at the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
The Video Game
Review. All right. Thank you so much for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, closing things out on the Video Game Review in our customary fashion. I was just mentioning all the new games this week. I would be remiss because it is going to be a Friday special release, and that is EA Sports FC 25. And it's going to be on all the systems from EA Canada. Happy about that for sure. All right. Let's look for the cheat code this week. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one's from Sandy. Sandy says, how do I get all the stars in Revenge of Shinobi? You mean the shurikens? Yes, going back to the Genesis. I love this. And when you run out of shurikens, that does stink. So this is what you do. This is one of my favorite cheats because of the way it was designed. Go to the option menu. Move the cursor down to shurikens and change the number to 00. If you don't touch anything for 30 seconds, that will change into the infinity logo, the sideways 8, as I call it. That's pretty cool. Once again, go to the options menu, move the cursor down to shurikens and change the number to 00. leave it there for 30 seconds, and it will automatically change into an infinite symbol, and you will have infinite shurikens. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time right here on Sports Byline.